SBS Filipino. Araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras online.
Habang nagsisimulang sumikat ang araw sa ibabaw ng tanyag na karerahan sa Flemington sa Melbourne, ang tagapagsanay o trainer na si Sab Hassan ay palipat-lipat mula sa isang kahon patungo sa isa pa, inuunat ang mga binti ng mga kabayo upang suriin kung may pinsala o sugat. Wala siyang pahinga sa loob ng 12 taon, ngunit ang pagsasanay sa mga kabayo ang tanging bagay na nais niyang gawin sa buhay niya kailanman. Sinabi niya, kanyang inihayag ang kanyang mga intensyon sa kanyang lolo sa Cyprus nang siya ay 3 taong gulang.
So I came to him one day and said, Granddad, I know what I want to be. And he said, well, what's that, son? And so I want to be a horse trainer. And he said, well, where does that come from? He said, we've only got 2 donkeys in Cyprus.
Ang unang bahagi ng kanyang pagkabata ay payapa at maligaya. Pinalaki ng kanyang mga lolo at lola na Turkish Cypriot sa isang maliit na bukirin sa Limassol, Cyprus. Mayroon silang mga alagang hayop at mga pananim na oranges at sa karamihan ay kayang suportahan ang mga sarili. Ngunit ng taong 1974, sinabi niya, nagbago ang lahat.
Basically, we became a prisoner in our own country. There was a lot of unrest between the Greeks and the Turks. And as a result, we were detained in our village. We couldn't go out.
Ang Griyegong Junta Militar ay nagsimula ng isang coup o bigla marahas na hakbang upang patasikin ang Pangulo at pagkatapos 2 beses sa sumalakay ang hukbong Turkish. Ang pamilya Hassan ay dinala sa isang kampo ng refugee na mga Turkish Cypriot kasama ang iba pang bata at mga matanda sa kanilang nayon.
When we were in a camp with my mother and my sister and my aunties and we were all laying down watching the bullets go over our heads and the bombs exploding. And one of my fondest memories of my mum was her singing to us and whispering to us, go to sleep, good night, everything's going to be all right. And she'd, you know, all of a sudden you'd feel a bomb whizzling past the airways and she'd throw herself on top of you to protect you.
Ang Cyprus ay nahati, kinuha ng pwersang Turko ang hilagang bahagi ng isla. Si Hassan at ang kanyang pamilya ay iniwan ng lahat upang tumakas sa hilagang bahagi at tumawid ng hangganan. Ikinatakot ang mga dagdag na kaguluhan, nagdesisyon ng kanyang pamilya na pagsamasamahin ng pamilya ang kanilang pera upang ipadala si Hassan, kanyang mga kapatid at magulang patungo sa Australia. Ang kanyang lolo at lola ay maiiwan.
All I knew was hot. And we're going to come here and work and go back home. So I said, well, we'll hurry up, let's get it over and done with so I can get back home. But deep down in my heart, I felt that I was being lied to by my parents and that we weren't going to come home. And it was very difficult because I refused to leave. And I still remember Granddad put me in a taxi and turned around and walked away, never said goodbye.
Sa lalong madaling panahon, ang kalungkutan ay napuno ng kagalakan. Habang ang pamilya Hassan ay lumipat sa kanilang tutuluyan, isang commission housing flat sa Flemington, natatanaw ang karerahan. Ilang linggo lamang matapos dumating, ang 5 taon na si Hassan ay nakikinig sa radyo habang ang kabayang si Van der Ham ay nanalo sa 1976 Melbourne Cup.
Well, we landed at Flemington, which is known as the heart of the Melbourne Cup. So I think maybe my destiny was chosen.
Ngunit ang tatahaking landas ay mahaba at mahirap, magsisimula sa unang araw sa isang bagong paaralan.
I was like the little wog boy that took his cucumber and half a watermelon and halloumi cheese and half a loaf of bread and I was taught to share. So the Aussie kids just stared at me and thought, well, what's that? We've got meat pies.
Siya ay nag-aliw sa kanyang pagmamahal para sa mga hayop. Bilang isang binatilyo, naghanap siya ng trabaho sa kwadra ng mga kabayo. Tinanggihan siya ng bawat trainer, ngunit hindi siya tumigil.
There was this one last stable where I walked into. There was no one around. I picked up a pitchfork and found the box and just started working. I didn't know what I was doing, but I just started working. And the bloke came in and he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm your new worker. He said, well, I'm the boss. I haven't hired you. I said, well, it's just bad luck. I said, I'm your new worker. So his name was Mick Serkin. He gave me my first break.
Natutunan niya ang negosyo mula sa mga mahuhusay o mga maestro tulad nila John Sadler, David Hayes at Bart Cummings bago nagkaroon ng sarili niya noong taong 2004, tinatamasa ang pangarap na ilang dekada bago nangyari. Ang susunod na hakbang ayon sa kanya ay ang magbalik sa Melbourne Cup hindi bilang manunood kundi bilang isang kalahok sa paligsahan.
To win it would be ideal, of course, but if I can just compete in the Melbourne Cup and see that synonymous Arabic Muslim surname Hassan in the paper in the Melbourne Cup would be awesome. It would be just telling Australia, look, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And